Masechet Kelim, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah He. We were talking about the size of a pomegranate hole, which we said if there's a hole in a container that size, it makes it tahor going forward. It loses its status as a keli. Now we'll explain what do we mean by that. Mishnah says, Harimon she amru lo katan velo gadol ela benoni. The pomegranate that we mentioned continuously, that if there's a container with a hole the size of a pomegranate, it's tahor. It's not a small or a large pomegranate, but rather a medium-sized one. V'lama huskeru rimone badan. So what law were the large pomegranates of Badan mentioned by the Hachamim? Badan is the name of a place in Eretz Yisrael. They were famous for their large pomegranates. Hachamim quoted the rimon of Badan for a certain law. So the question was, what are we talking about when we refer to that type of ribon? Sheyehu mekadishin kol shehen. The law that if a forbidden pomegranates of Badan fell into others, they prohibit the mixture no matter how few forbidden pomegranates are in it. A pomegranate that's forbidden, for example, if it grows in the first 3 years, it's orla, or if it's kileh hakerem, it was mixed with a vineyard. If one forbidden pomegranate falls into even 1,000 permitted ones, and we can't tell which is which, all of them are forbidden. This was said only with the rimon of Badan, not in the case of ordinary pomegranates. In the case of ordinary pomegranates, the laws of bitul, nullification, apply, and the mixture would become allowed. But when dealing with the rimon of Badan, the whole mixture is forbidden because they were significant, and whenever you have a davar hashuv, something significant, the laws of bitul would not apply. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is all the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri omer lesha'ed bahen et hakelim. Says Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri, we mentioned the rimone badan to measure with them the holes in containers. We do not measure those holes with medium pomegranates, but rather with the larger ones. So he's arguing on our understanding of the previous Mishnayot that Rabbi Meir had. According to Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri, these larger ones are the subject of our Mishnayot. Rabbi Akiva omer lekach ulkach uskeru lesha'ed bahen et hakelim v'yehiyu mekadeshin kol shehen. Says Rabbi Akiva, they were mentioned for both laws, to measure with them the holes in containers, and also the law that prohibits a mixture no matter how few forbidden pomegranates are in it. And that's Rabbi Akiva, a fourth opinion. Amar Rabbi Yoseh, or other versions have Rabbi Yehuda over here. Badan pomegranates were not mentioned for either of these laws, but lo hizkeru rimone badan v'hatzirei geva ela sheyehiyu mitaserin v'day mechol makom. The pomegranates of Badan and leeks from a place called Geva were not mentioned except for the law that definite ma'aser should be separated from them in every place. When a person buys produce from an am ha'aretz, someone who doesn't have knowledge of the halakha, he has to separate ma'aser from the produce because he knows that the am ha'aretz did not. But technically, he has a safek. The ma'aser that the buyer separates is called demai, possible ma'aser, because maybe, yeah, we're being too harsh on am ha'aretz. Maybe he did separate ma'aser from that produce. But if a person buys pomegranates from Badan or Geva leeks, the ma'aser he separates is definite ma'aser because the farmers in Badan and also Geva were kutim. They were people who converted to Judaism but did not follow the Torah's laws. And it was known that these people did not separate ma'aser from the produce. So therefore, we make the assumption about these two items that if a person separated when he bought it from an am ha'aretz, that it's definitely ma'aser, and it's only on these two items, the pomegranates from Badan and the leek from Geva.